Your hometown is sponsored by At Properties in McDonald's. And today we're in Westtown. That means Wicker Park and Ukrainian Village. And the alderman representing that area is Daniel Espada in the First Ward. Alderman, thanks for joining us on WGN. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Great to be with you.
So, as you've heard, we kind of go to the suburbs and the exurbs and sometimes neighborhoods in the city. For those who aren't familiar with your neck of the woods, describe Westtown for us.
Westtown is interesting to me because it's so many things to different people. If you go by the city's 1920s definition, Westtown is a massive community area incorporating spaces we think of today as both Westtown proper, but also Ukrainian Village, Wicker Park, even spaces that a lot of folks traditionally think of as Humboldt Park, like the Paseo Barriqua on Division Street, technically fall into the city's Westtown community area. So it is really a diverse and fascinating mix of neighborhoods.
So if you're looking at a map and you're not familiar with these neighborhoods, you know where the Loop is in Chicago? Go north and west a few miles, right? Maybe 3 miles from downtown?
Almost less than that, depending on where you get started. So yeah. Westtown technically starts at about Hubbard Street. You can think of it as almost connecting down to the West Loop area to Fulton Market, and then goes all the way out to Humboldt Park by California and North Avenue. Mm.
So west is much west of Chicago then, downtown is north, huh?
Yeah, very much so.
And ethnically, describe the neighborhood for me. Demographically, describe this area for me.
It's a really diverse mix. I mean, I would say that the Westtown of maybe 20, 30 years ago had a much stronger Puerto Rican, Latino mix than it does now. It still has a lot of our longtime residents, a lot of longtime families in the community. There's also a lot of new residents, a lot of millennials, Gen X, folks who are buying homes in areas that wouldn't have been conceived of as trendy 20 or 30 years ago, but are really coming up. And it's making for an exciting mix, although it also creates those challenges of how do you help our new residents and our longtime residents find common interests, find a sense of community together.
Yeah, I think that's, God bless the millennials and Gen Xers. I mean, at least they're invigorating the neighborhoods. They're moving around. They're buying. I mean, they are very, I see them as a driving force in Chicago as well.
I think that's true, although I won't negate the way a lot of our longer-term multi-generational residents, they created the climate for that kind of excitement by really investing in those communities, by pushing for public safety and new economic developments. So I think we all work to take all of these talents and narratives and blend them together into something new.
You know, I suppose any neighborhood, I would ask the alderman about this, but what is the safety concern in your ward, and what does the city need to do to both make the city safer and convince people that it is safer?
I think I'm convinced that it's safe when I look at the numbers of how a lot of different types of criminal activity are going down in Westtown. I think there are spaces that are still plagued by gun violence, where we see resurgences of gang violence. In those spaces, really investing in jobs, trauma-based mental health, street outreach work can be really effective. There are spaces in Westtown where, I'll be honest, we are still really pushing back and fighting against carjackings that happen. And it is a very opportunistic and random crime that involves both a lot of good, responsible policing, but also helping our neighbors be aware of the risks and how to be really observant Chicagoans.
Yeah. You know, and I suppose there's no consolation in this, but it's like this in Milwaukee and Minneapolis and St. Louis, too. But the world doesn't seem to notice that fact, and that's almost beside the point. We live in Chicago. We need Chicago to be safer.
100%. And what I'm really grateful for is the myriad partners we have in doing that work. In the first ward, actually, one of my staff, Danny Castaneda, is working with me on our Peace and Health Commission, where we're trying to bring together that whole mix of service providers and partners who are doing the work to make Chicagoans' lives peaceful and healthy and stable, and finding new ways to collaborate in our communities.
Is Ukrainian Village, by the way, got a different vibe than Wicker Park? I mean, that's all your stomping grounds. Are those decidedly different, or are they kind of the same?
Ukrainian Village actually does still have a decidedly Ukrainian flavor to it. So it's that mixing that you and I were talking about earlier, where you have a lot of new residents, but we have Ukrainian families that have been in that neighborhood literally for decades. And thankfully, some really strong Ukrainian institutions in the community as well. I was actually just meeting with the Ukrainian National Museum yesterday, which has some remarkable exhibits who are really trying to highlight some, for a lot of us in America, forgotten history.
I wonder how many different languages are spoken in your ward.
I would not even begin to guess. Maybe not the mix you'd find in Rogers Park or Albany Park, but certainly a great diversity.
And that's I love that about this city, by the way, and how you hear it on the streets or in our office place alone. Last year, the year before, I kind of did a little tally, and just for a project I was working on, but we had people who were fluent in. It was a first language for them in Greek, in Turkish, in French, Spanish and English, and I know I'm missing at least one there, you know, and that was just walking the halls of WGN Radio, let alone Ukrainian Village, etc.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful thing about Chicago is just how many different cultures brush up against each other, literally and figuratively, in the city.
Yeah, that's why we got to fix this thing, too. You know, if people are apprehensive about coming downtown, we've got so many great cultures, so many great people, so many great institutions. The fact that there's a crime problem and I think just as pronounced is the fear of crime. We got to get our heads around that because we have so much here. I hate to see us lose it. Go ahead, Alderman.
Yeah, I would say fear is a difficult thing to address because fear and perception can sometimes follow far behind the fact. I think downtown is coming together with a lot of stability. I think you see it even in the crowds that are turning out for Lollapalooza this weekend.
Yeah.
And when we talk about safety, I think it's important to recognize we're talking as much as anything about an investment issue, that when we invest in the lives of our young people, folks coming out of incarceration, that safety will follow because their lives are becoming more stable. And we're not talking long term. We're talking about, like, you give a person a job, you're going to see an immediate impact of that job in that person's life. So I think it is, we really need to address this from a multifaceted perspective.
And people get impatient with that. Right now, they just want the cops and jails to take care of this. What do you say about that?
I think if it was just about policing, a city that spends the most per capita of almost any other city, a city that has the most per capita officers of almost any other city, if that was what worked, we would already be the safest major city in America. The fact that we make those investments and don't diversify how we spend on public safety is telling. And so we can't just continue to do the same thing over, to be given the same solutions we have for decades. If we don't get smarter and more creative, violence is going to be just as intractable in Chicago as it has for as long as I've been here.
From the First Ward, Alderman Daniel Espada. By the way, Westtown is the hometown for us on WGN Radio today. So obviously Wicker Park and Ukrainian Village, we've been talking about those places. I got 1 minute left, Alderman. I'm going to come into your neighborhoods. What am I going to do? Give me a couple of recommendations where to eat, drink, dance, shop. What am I going to do?
Oh my gosh. If you're looking for venues, great after parties for Lala happening this weekend at Empty Bottle over at Subterranean. You're going to find some of the best pizza in this city. If you go to Pizza Friendly Pizza, go over to Pauly G's on Damon Street, but such a mix of cuisines as well. Cumin over on Milwaukee Avenue, is one of my favorites. You're going to find the best hot fried chicken sandwich in the city over at Try the Coop. Really, you can eat anything in Westtown, and you're going to have a great night of it.
You got to get all these places out there. If you leave somebody out, you're going to be in trouble, Alderman.
I could talk about Westtown food for like the next 2 hours, but like, I mean, I'll throw in Taqueria Cocina over on Western Avenue. Don't sleep on that Fusion Tacos. They're doing great work over there.
Alderman Daniel Espada, First Ward, Westtown.